Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, song. Goes like this.
Praise Is What I Do by William Murphy. That's all we do is praise. I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Lowry, today, and I'm going to read songs out of Psalms 103, the Holy Bible, King James Version, verse 1 through 4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all of thy iniquities, who healeth all of thy diseases, who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. May the God add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his holy word. And now we're going to turn you back into the hands of our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard.
Amen, amen. Well, welcome, everybody. Praise the Lord. I heard somebody say, thank God it's Friday. Well, this is Provoked Fridays. Amen. We're returning to our regular schedule. You know, I'm still feeling it. I'm still feeling it. Amen. Pastor and Bishop Jesse Grant concluded our series, The Acts of the Apostles. I tell you, God really anointed every speaker during that series, and I'm still wading in the water. Amen. What a beautiful, beautiful series it was, and I just like to salute and commend all of our speakers and all of our listeners that were able to partake of that beautiful series. Amen. It was like, you know, you were saying goodbye. Amen. So where do we go from here? But we welcome you once again to New Destiny Ministries. Again, this is Provoked Fridays with Pastor Edward Hamilton of Now NOW Christian Fellowship there in Houston, Texas. Amen. We greet each and every one of you all in the name of Jesus. This radio broadcast is empowering souls for destiny. Amen. So we have our speaker on with us. Amen. And we have a young man. I hope he's on. Amen. He called me and told me he had a word from the Lord. Amen. So we're going to open up his line. This is my little 10-year-old cousin out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Amen. His name is Chaz Bradford. Amen. But I'm going to open up with the word of prayer, and then we're going to let him come on and give us what does say the Lord. Then we'll turn it into the remainder of the broadcast into the hands of our Provoked Fridays facilitator, teacher, pastor, and preacher, Edward Hamilton. Amen. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before
Jesus.
You once again, Lord. We came to give you glory. We came to give you praise. We thank you for
Lord.
Another wonderful opportunity to be in the land of the living. We thanking you, God, for your mercies are renewed every morning. And because of your mercies being renewed upon each and every one of us, we had the wonderful privilege to tune in to this broadcast on today. Lord God, we're asking you to anoint the young man that's going to give us a word from the Lord. We're asking you to continue to anoint Pastor E, God, and bless every listener, those that may be in the chat room, those that even may go on and listen later into the archives, and those that have called in, Lord God. We're asking you to bless each and every one of our callers. Remember our co-host, Sister Ruby Lowry, Lord God. Continue to keep her, Lord God, with the mind, God, to serve you. Amen. We're just thankful for
Amen,
all that
Jesus.
You're doing, God. We're asking you, Lord God, to take control over this broadcast today. We bind every hindrance, Lord God, that would try to come and interfere with this broadcast on today. We bind it in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're asking your will to be done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. Is Chaz on the line, Sister Ruby?
Not that I see his number. I seen a 209 number, and I thought that was theirs, but the 504 area code number is not up yet. Nobody answered.
All right, well, we're not going to prolong it. He called and asked and said
well,
he had a word
have,
from the Lord.
Do they
I
have a 209
him to be on
number?
Time.
Evangelist Bernard, do they have a 209 number? Let's see if
no,
that's
No, it's a 504 number.
Okay, then. So it's not on the line now. So.
Okay, well, with no further ado, we're going to turn the remainder of the segment over to Pastor Hamilton. He may come on late in the broadcast, but guess what? He missed it. Amen. So we're going right on into our segment. God bless you, Pastor Hamilton.
God bless you. Well, hello, family. Know that you are totally loved, appreciated, honored in the name of Jesus. And we just thank God for you today. Well, welcome again to another opportunity to come together on one accord and continue this flow of God's anointing on this broadcast. I am just been blessed with all the revelation knowledge that has been shared through the Acts of the Apostles on how we must, family, continue to remind ourselves to go and make disciples, to get prepared, go through preparation, to get in position to do what God has called us to do. I'm still hyped up on the leadership training, and God is moving in that direction in our ministry and developing disciples, not members. So just continue to let these teachings just flow and let them grow, and go back into the archives and re-listen and retake notes and re-prepare yourselves to go to higher places, to different places where we could see in the spirit the things that are happening against us, so we can fight them from here where we're at on earth with the heavenly anointing in God's name, in his will, and his power. Amen? So we thank God for you. Heavenly Father God, we come before you today, Lord. We come before you on one accord, Heavenly Father God. We unify as one right now, Lord. We decrease of self. Lord, we say, not our will be done, but your will be done. Lord, we surrender our thinking today to you, Heavenly Father God. We surrender our attitudes to you today, Heavenly Father God. We surrender our feelings to you, Heavenly Father God, that as we go forth in learning the principles of your word, that, Lord, you will find us pleasing in your eyesight, that you will find us acceptable in your eyesight, Lord, that as we come before you in praise and in worship, and in submission, that, Lord, your will be done in each and every area of our lives. Lord, completely transform us. Lord, we come before you wanting every area of our lives to be in order. And we scream it from the mountaintop, not our will, but your will be done. We thank you today, Lord. We praise you and we magnify you in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Just give the Lord a wave. Just wave from left to right and just give him a praise offering right now. For he is worthy of all our praise. He is looking for those. He is searching for those that will worship him in spirit and truth. Well, family, here we are. We're back to provoke Fridays, getting back into the challenge, getting back into step four. Step four would take us on another journey of developing the power in you. Say the power in me. Power in you is that God dwells in you and you dwell in him. And that connection, that relationship, that zone, and that area that has been designed by God to worship with us in spirit and in truth, that we find ourselves effective in the things that we do. So step four is us going to another level of identifying how we put ourselves in the position to relate and to bond with God. How do we set up spiritual goals in not just one area of our lives, but in every area of our lives to provoke us to achieve more, to accept more from him, to expect more from him, and then to do more for him. We will take us through some steps here that will teach us some quality elements that will maintain our strength in the spirit with God, that will show us that we must know God better. Then we must love him more. We must talk to him more. We must hear him more. We must stand with him more. We must celebrate it with him more. We must give him more of us, more of us, more of the things that he would require of us instead of so many of the things that we think we require of him. And it becomes in relationship with him now, family, that we now give him all and everything else just comes in order because it's his will to be done and not ours. Our prayer is to develop patience, to become more obedient. That will now teach us to love him more in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to start today in Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3 is going to teach us about that power in us, how we set our minds, set our lives, that they dwell for Christ and not for us. Chapter 3 of Ephesians in the 14th verse, it says, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ." That's dynamic there because the first step before coming to God in any situation, whether it be in service, relationship, or worship, we must learn to come to him submissive and bow our knees. And it's not just by, you know, we have to get on our knees, family. We have to submit. It's an action of the flesh showing us that we are taking a step to get lower. Now, I know each and every one of us hates that feeling when somebody's standing over us. It makes you feel inferior. It makes you feel not as worthy. But it also gives power to those that we may sit under. We've said this before. We will always follow and mind someone. Why not make it the one who's created everything, God? And so we, through our steps, we are going to learn to bow, submit. Verse 15. "For whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." See, everyone's included. Remember, anyone? We're the anyone crowd. No one left behind. We go hard, and we go to make disciples, and we will not leave one unturned. And, yes, we've accepted the fact that some may not come under our call, but when we plant the seed, someone else who, you know, because every door that opens for me will not open for you, and some doors that open for you will not open for me. So as a team and as a family united as one, we go forth with the same attitude. Remember the thinking? Our thinking must transform. It must become new. It may not think the way we normally think, and we always look at it as a victory. We go forth and we can continue to move on without any looking behind us or having any doubt about what we've done. We plant the seed and we go forth because the ones God has called for us to reach, we will reach. But if we plant the right seeds with the same confidence that they will not be left behind, everyone, anyone is available to what God has for us. "That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory." See, our prayers are not our glory, but his glory. Total submission. "To be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man." The power of his spirit, not our spirits, not the spirits of this world, not the spirits of our families, but the spirit of him who is greater than all things must be in the inner of us. So we can stop looking for the lapels, the little pin, lapel pins, and the crosses on our necks, and the things that exemplify a worldly, here I'm a Christian. But we start to now look at it says you know the spirit by the spirit. So we connect by like-minded spirits. By that inner person comes from whose strength? Now, this is scripture. So it says to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. I heard someone call that dunamis power. That's that power of him in you. Say that, power in me. That Christ, 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. See, you have to believe some things you don't see. But when we learn that there's another place for us to elevate and go in the spirit realm, we start to see things clearly. It says that we will comprehend the mysteries of the world. Last Sunday, we started a series that was about the miraculous Jesus versus the mysterious Jesus. See, the world looks at him as the mysterious Jesus. Oh, you know, how many times have we heard it say that God works in mysterious ways? But when you know Jesus from the Jesus who walked on water, and who raised Lazarus, you see the miraculous Jesus. He did nothing that was mysterious. But it was mysterious to those who didn't see it through the spirit, but only through the flesh. We must transform our thoughts, our perceptions, our total. Remember we said we must take our complete life, everything in order for the relationship with God, because it's now him and me that must be, you know, that must be believed, that must be walked by, that must be seen, even though I cannot see it. That he may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, it's taking personal, you, look at you, tap yourself on the chest today. You, personally, this message for the callers that are on this line, this message is just for you. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you be rooted and grounded in love. Stop right there. We can understand that God is love. We've already established. But for us to be in relationship with him on the inner man, we must be grounded in love. That means that everything we do, it must be done in love. The love of God, the love that surpasses what? All understanding. Some people just don't understand why you're willing to accept someone's wrongs, why you're willing to still go out and make disciples of people that have already been cast aside and that have said it will never be anything or that will never achieve anything, because it's by the love of God, not by the love of man. So we must be rooted. That means that we must be substantiated in a relationship with him, that we are grounded and rooted in him because we believe. We believe in something we cannot see here on earth in this third-dimensional realm, this dimension that is only is surrounded by, you know, faulty perceptions. It may look one way, but is it really that way? It may smell something, but is it really good enough? And we talked about that in step one, that there is a conscious and a subconscious war to understanding what the world operates on and how the spirit operates. Well, here we are. We're in the connection zone, the main zone, that we must be connected, rooted, and grounded through faith and through love of Christ. Not on the outside, but on the inside. This relationship is rooted on the inside of you. Power, this dunamis power, is on the inside of you. John 15:5 tells us that he's the vine. So everything from the vine draws down to the branches. And then it says that we will produce much fruit, but you cannot produce much fruit if you're not connected to the vine. So we need this relationship to be rooted and grounded in love, that we may be able to comprehend with all the saints. See, there's that word again. It's just another confirmation that all, no one's excluded. We must get out of individuality in this walk. He called us to be as one. That we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, and depth, and height. Remember, in the third dimension, everything here is made by how long, how wide, how high, and how deep. So there's a dimensional phase. If we're living in a dimensional world, that we understand that there's other dimensions. Ephesians 6 reminded us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Flesh and blood is of this earth. Powers, rulers of darkness in heavenly places. Places. We have to understand there's other places. We have to be so connected in our relationship with God, rooted and grounded in faith and love, that we can see in the other places and understand and identify that this place is not where. Remember, in the brain, we recognize, we identify, we organize, and we file away, is this God or is it not? That's being conscious-minded. That's being so connected to him that we think his way. Then he'll teach us to act his way. Then we will do things his way. Christ came that we might have life, 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 life more abundantly. Our life must become more than it used to be. Our relationship with him must grow daily and become more. I know him more. I love him more. I talk to him more. I hear him more. I worship him more. I stand with him more. I go more. I celebrate with him more. It's a constant growth in relationship with him. But we must understand, family, that this fight is not on this earth. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. This war is spiritual. This war is something you cannot see with the natural eye. It cannot be comprehended without the spirit in you in total relationship. That now we can live as he said we can live, because here we are again. Not our will be done, but his will be done. 19, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all, not some, not portions, but that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To be full of the fullness of God means that you are going to act just like God would act. You're going to do just like God would have you do. You're going to operate under the principles that God has set forth. Where? In his word. To live in the miraculous life, we must be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We cannot see anymore the way we used to see. We can't act the way we used to act. We can't feel the way we used to act. Because now it's the strength that's in me, the power that's where? In me by my relationship with God, by submission. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, when? Now to him. Submission again. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about anyone but him. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works on you, around you, in someone else. No. The word says that the power that works in you, but it's not you, it's still the power of him that works in you. Because watch 21, to him be the glory in the church by Jesus Christ through all the ages. The world without end, amen. Through all the ages, it shall not change. It shall remain the same. That Christ is the source of everything we need. Christ has came to give us life. Not just regular life, but he's came to give us an effective life. John 4:23 says he's looking for true worshipers. That in 1 Timothy 4:15 says that will meditate on his word. Then 1 John 1:3 tells us that we will put it into action by building relationship, by allowing God, not us. The more we move out the way, the more God will move for us through the way. Because just because we get in line and because we get in relationship with God does not exclude us from going through. Because we must continue to go, continue to move, to continue to activate the belief in us that will now replicate Jesus Christ through us, through other people. There is no retirement. This walk, this life, it's a lifestyle. So as we step up, as we relate, as we get constant in our move, there's steps that allow us to get in order. To get in order with what? To get in order with God's word. Now, as you get into relationship with God, there's an identifying process that some of us may go through just to get in line, because you got to know where you are to be able to find out to where you need to be. And we cannot continue to just put it under the carpet and not really address it or even ask the right questions. See, the enemy would have us to be blind, and we shared this also, that he doesn't want us to ask questions. Because when we ask questions, questions result in answers. When you get an answer, family, you can now make a conscious choice on whether to go or whether to stay or whether to say yes or whether to say no. In that choice realm, in that decision-making time, that we as conscious believers step back and say, not my will, and give God an opportunity to speak in our hearts, we now get in order. We now become in relationship. We now become submissive to him. Now, the world has identified there are three types of people in the body of Christ. Outside, there's three types of people. Number one that would be considered the most in order is the thinkers. Like, there's people that everything they do, they think it out. Number two, you have feelers. Feelers, they just feel good. They just feel it out. They go by their feelings. And then you ask them later why it was done and what it felt good. But was it really good? Because the outcome, the result, if it's not victory to Christ, it's not something that we can allow ourselves to go through. But number two are those that feel their way through life. And then number three, we have those that just act it out. They're called doers. They just do things because they did it. And there's no explanation. Have you ever been so rambunctious that you just did something, and then later you thought about how bad it was? And then you felt, then the emotions of depression came on you because now the feelings overtake you? Maybe that's just me, but I have been in a circumstance where I was just a doer. I never thought it out. I didn't even take time to fill it out. I just did it just because it was doable. And later I would think of why did I do that? And then the next day I felt like, why did I do that? Maybe that's just me. But you know, there are those of us that go through those transitions. But in God, he says that we should what? Think as he thought. He says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The replication of God's mind in Christ is the Christ that is the mind that we should obtain, meaning that we must become thinkers. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, we establish that the heart is the heart of the mind, the soul, the connection point where we can relate with God in our thinking. When? Right now. Proverbs 15:14 also tells us that the movement of our thinking must be constant. That we must continue on this lifestyle, on this thought path, on this new way of seeing and believing and feeling and doing things by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Then we can now think godly, because as a man thinketh, if you think you're in order, if you think you are well, if you have a thought pattern that you will be successful, that will now motivate you to feel successful. And then you can activate it through your actions by acting successful. So when the time is in position, when we have closed in the gap, see, the gap represents to us, the 1 to 1,000 represents to us that there's some work to do. There's some things to close in. There's some activating. There's some catching up that we must do to get in line with God. See, the world would keep us unstable. The world, when we do the things the world's way, we are unstable. The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in some of his ways. No, the Bible says that he is unstable in all of his ways. We may see someone that looks successful, that never reads the Bible, and we identify them as being successful because of the things they have that we see. But the word says they're unstable in all their ways. So their personal life is not of the glory of God. Money is not the answer to all of our problems. The relationship with God and the peace passes all understanding that dwells where? Come on, tell yourself, in me is the power, is the blessing that we should be reaching for. By changing the way we think and stop just going by what we see and what we do, but thinking on the things of God. How do we think on the things of God? We meditate on his word constantly. Meditate on his word constantly. You reading the Bible one complete time is not completion. Or either for me. It is a constant lifestyle that we must develop through changing the way we think. We think by the word of God so we can fill out in a spiritual relationship into now a action that is spiritual. And what does it say? That worketh through us in love. So now we operate in love. Is our word perception? Does the word mean letter or does it mean spirit? Do we just see it as a letter written on a wall, or do we see it as life, as a picture, you know, as a preview of what's to come, to get in order with relationship with God? See, the adversary comes. This is a famous scripture. We said probably so much that it should be memorized by all. But the enemy comes to rob, kill, and destroy. Not your money, not your family, but your relationship with God. That is the main objective of the adversary. He comes to blind the mind. He doesn't want us to have a clear understanding that the word is life, that the word produces, that the word becomes material. Trust and believe in who? God only. Through relationship. Through bonding. Through submission. To our thinking. To our feeling. And to our action. And we must continue to be focused. We must continue to be constant. Well, Pastor, you make it sound like there's no time for leisure, or that's when we become in total relationship with God, family, that you take him everywhere you go. I could go ride a Ferris wheel and still be in relationship with God because I give him praise for allowing me to take this journey. I can take God with me, and no matter where we go, we are still going to make disciples. This lifestyle is not of joy. We haven't made compared to the apostles that we just studied. We are living in hog heaven, as the world would say, compared to the lifestyles and the tribulations, the struggle that they went through to get through. We haven't made. We have technology. We can sit in the comfort of our home on a Bluetooth, not even dressed up, not even our hair done, and sit here and have a relationship through unity. We have it made. We can do all things. The struggles that we just learned should be the motivation to make us do more, to know him more, to love him more, to talk to him more, to hear him more, to worship him more, to stand with him more, and to celebrate with him more. Our relationship with God must be productive. We cannot continue to be off balance because we give too many gray area moments to the enemy to attack those around us that are being affected. Affected. It comes through us. We must develop the patience to study and meditate on his word constantly. To don't give up. And to make sure that the number one objective, Matthew 6:33, it says seek ye first. That means exclude everything else. But exclude everything else before that. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his relationship. Him and me, not the things on me, around me. But first, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is of its own trouble. See, we must seek him when? Don't worry about tomorrow. And I know we've already established that yesterday is done. Yesterday should not be integral in your now. Yesterday can be used for past files to understand and to have the revelation and the knowledge and the experience and the what? Testimony of God's goodness. We have touchstones. Remember, touchstones is reminding us of God's goodness, not of the bad things, but of his goodness. Those are the things of the past that we allow that can now become new again, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Everything that you didn't make the mark on, if it was of God, it can become new again. Because what? You're new again. When? Right now. Worry about today. Today is your day to become God's greatest miracle. Today is your day to become CEO. Today is your day. When? Right now, to be president. Because if you think you can be, then you will feel like you can be, and now you can do the things that will get you to be just what God said you can be. It's in your thinking that comes through your relationship. That power where? In me. Come on, get yours. That power that's in me. I glorify the Lord for the power that's in you. But it's the power in me that I'm identifying with. It's the power in me that's giving me life. It's the power in me that's making me better than I used to be.
All right.
Yes, we come together. We are a family, unified. We want to, what? Serve one God with one word, one understanding. But it's still the power in you personally that's going to grow you, that's going to change you, that's going to take you to another place. So when? Right now is the time that we must seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Through relationship with him, through fellowship with him. We have to establish fellowship. We have to establish relationship. Let's read that just to keep it in order. But John 4, we always quote it. But John 4:23. Hallelujah. Oh, we can go to 21. Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming." The hour is coming, family. When? It says it right here. "And now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him." God is spirit. And look, there's parentheses and comment. God is spirit. Stop. We will not have a relationship within the flesh. We will not know him through our flesh. We will not see him through our flesh. Because God is spirit. See, next week when we go from the power in us We go now to sustaining the power. And step two in step four, or comma A in step four, is worship. We must go to him and stay in relationship through our worship. Worship must be involved in every area of our lives because we want the truth in everything. But the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must also worship him in spirit and in truth. There's no easy way around it. There is a sacrifice for us to develop a divine relationship with God and only God. Bible says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Why not trust him? Why not make him our source? Why not make him the element that powers us to go forward and do his work? Move. Get up. Do something. Activate. Know him more. Love him more. Talk to him more. Hear him more. Him more. Stand with him more. Celebrate with him more. See, everything must be given to him. Every area of our life must be given to God completely. Bible says if we resist the flesh, if we resist the devil, if we make a submission that we will not rely on the world or live by the world or even trust the world, hallelujah, it says that he will flee from you. He has no access to your situations because we now take authority by the spirit that's where in us, our relationship of worship with him. Our faith, remember right there, Ephesians, our faith, us being grounded through love, through relationship, through honoring him in everything we do. We build up our bank account, our reservoir. We build up our storehouse of spiritual blessings by becoming a true worshiper. We now understand and we now accept the position that we have some things to make up on. We have some areas to close in. We have some things to improve in. Or maybe for those that are there, we can step in. But for those of us that are getting to where we want to be in God and getting in position of excellence and of acceptance to him, pleasing in whose sight? Pastor, you sure look good. Well, okay, God's doing a good thing. But that is not really an acceptance to what I look like on the outside. I want to be known. I want to be trusted. I want to be loved by the love that I show from the inside. Now, I like you because of that suit. Oh, I like you because of that haircut. Oh, I like you because of them shoes. I like you because I like you. I like you. I like you. I like you because, you know, whatever the heart embraces as truth, the mind will support it. A lot of people only like certain things because they've embraced it as truth and have never taken the step to change the truth. But those that worship him in spirit and truth must also understand that he is spirit and they must become spiritual and truthful. Truthful is accepting that he is who he said he is. Truthful is believing the word of God as the uncompromisable SOP, standard operational procedure. Nothing you say aside of this word do I want to even communicate about. I set a standard that if we have something to discuss, this word can help us to come to a conclusion. In what? Love. Because if I fight you on the thing, how I think about something, and you about how you, we'll just nothing but argue, and we'll have nothing but murmuring and complaining and fighting and disorder. When we rely on God's word as the what? Truth, because we now understand it from a spiritual standpoint. I no longer look at it from what I see through the letter any longer. If God is spirit and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth too, I must start to activate spiritual things in the way I see it, in the way I hear it, in the way I taste it, in the way I feel it. In all of the things that I obtain knowledge from, I must understand that it must be a spiritual connection in a different place than this earthly realm that we dwell in. The world will distract you. The world will distract you even through a sermon. The world will distract you even through a broadcast. The world will distract you even in a circumstance. But in spirit and in truth, you are in a divine place of relationship with God. That the word will be clear. It will come to life when we design. Now watch this. See, it's up to us to design the place that God dwells. It's up to us to prepare and to protect and to position ourselves to be in the right place at the right time. When? Right now. And it must be constant. When? Right now. It cannot stop. It must be consistent. Positioning. Right now. Are you ready? Yes. 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 Let's go. Yes. Speak to me, Lord. Move me, Lord. Use me, Lord. When? Right now. See, my availability must be a rapid mediation to say, yes, Lord, I'm ready to go. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. No time to even think of what the world may say I have to do with my time, or no time to think of what I must do later with my time, but to be in an order to do what God says to do when he says to do it right now. That will teach us how to be in order with our time. Because the same 24 hours I have is the same 24 hours you have. And the same planning I make is the same planning you can make. The same planning that Bill Gates makes, each and every one of us can make. The same thinking that President Obama makes, we can think the same process. By being in order when? Right now and available. It doesn't take away from your success or the things that you'll do for pleasure or for family time. Or it doesn't take away from that because now the divine relationship in where? In you will be built by spirit and by truth. Truth that everything he says we believe. No doubt. No fear. Questions. Who, Jesus? No other options but God's way, his will, his word, his 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 way. When? Right now. Our thinking, our mindset, our lifestyle comes in order with his will, his word, his way. Everything else doesn't even deserve attention. This is why we get so distracted. We give our attention to so many other things that have nothing to do with his will, his way, or his word. Time. Time is of the essence. Time. Time is what we have to do. Time is what we must activate. Time is what we must get in order. The teaching tells us that a day to us is a thousand to the Lord. Time must be closed in. I must work these 990 years to catch up days, years, millenniums. There's no, believe me, that was really kind, you know, it didn't say that boxed in God with just a thousand years. It just gave us a realization of how far he's already ahead. But there's no gap, or there's no God is eternity, infinity. There's nothing that blocks out God. God is all that in a bag of chips, dip, soda, and everything else. God is the source of everything. He is the creator. He created with his words. He didn't put a bit of manual labor into anything. He spoke the word, and it was. Now the word has been given to us in a written form. And Jesus told us that you can do whatever you want to do, but it has been written. It has been written. It reminds me that I must go back to what has been written. I must rely on the word that I trust. Remember that trust, that total submission, that total soul out, that power where? In you. By what? Faith and love. That power in you now develops that relationship, that connection of eliminating any distractions. The world will always come against you in fear. The world will always attack your pride. The world will always bring in doubt that will try to keep you off balance, unstable in all your ways. He's not just after one way. He's after all your ways. So it tells us that all our ways must be protected. That must be protected. God more, loving God more, talking to God more, hearing God more, worshiping God more, standing with God more, and celebrating with God more. Not the God on me, but the God in me. We must intensify our faith. We must eliminate distraction. No access must be available to anything that is not of God. Remember, we talked that hedge of protection. They say the angels around and about me. Our hedge must be fortified by our prayer life. That hedge must be fortified through our relationship with God. It must be fortified by how we tend the garden. See, that place, remember we identified that we must develop a place that God feels pleasing in his eyesight. In your mind, this mind must be clear. The war must be won from the conscious to the subconscious to now put you in a position of victory, to hear God now, to move what God says now, to act godly, win now, constantly. No fear, no doubt. No fear, no doubt. No fear, no doubt. But nothing but the glory of God through submission of you in spirit and in truth. I love the principles of the word of God because it doesn't take a rocket scientist. It takes a willing vessel to submit to his word, to accept his word as truth. This word must become life to us. It must become truth to us. No options exist. No distractors, no distractions allowed. No access available. We take the authority. We remain connected. We consistently regain our birthrights. Ooh, Jesus. Your confidence must be consistently grown. Your courage must be consistently exemplified. Your hope must be intensified for tomorrow. Your faith, it must be realized immediately that just because you can't see it, you have to believe it. Your belief must be shown through your actions, through your walk. Your belief must be shown through your actions, through your walk, through your talk, through your mannerisms, through the way you love and how you're grounded and rooted in love. They see it coming, not what's on you, but what's in you. The power of God in you. Yes, the power of God in me, but that's for me. That's my job. That's my personal charge. That's my job description. But it's yours too, just like it is mine, just like it is your pastor's, just like it is the bishop's. Just, it's all of our personal job description closer to God, one-on-one. Put you no higher or no lower than anyone else. It puts you in order with God. Not with man, but in order with God. Now, yes, by showing yourself, by studying to show yourself approved, by showing yourself through obedience, by showing yourself through actions that resemble Christ, will elevate you a little faster than some. But it's only because you got the now principle and they don't. But we must leave no one behind. Everyone must know that now is the time to wake up, to get up, to move, to do something. Even though we're studying, someone can be touched. Even though we're fellowshipping. I know my phone still texts while I'm sitting here expounding on the Word of God. There's things that we can still be doing to go and make disciples at all time. You hear a good word, someone that got to know about it. You hear a good principle. That's life-changing. When? Right now, somebody should be, phone should be ringing all over the country. At least one person that you know should know that there's an archived message today you heard that will change their lives. There's all so many methods. We have it so easy to go and make disciples. You really don't even have to get up. You just have to activate. You have to grow and establish the position to move with the expectancy that something's coming. Because we, whatever your heart embraces as truth, that spirit will come live inside of you. That, and now your mind, once the spirit has come inside of you, your mind will support it. Because now your thinking will be established according to that truth and not the truth of God. But when we stand in line, in order, when we're constantly working the principle and the process to get closer to God, constantly, when constantly moving forward, constantly activating God's faith that has been rooted and grounded where? Oh, I got it on my shoulder. No. Oh, I put it in my hairpin. No. I put it on my tie. No. That's rooted and grounded in love in you. The power in you. Yes, family, yes. We must work the body. We must keep our physical fitness up. We must eat well. We must work out. We must keep our strength. But the power that is the most important in our success is the power that's in us. The power that gives us the strength. You remember that song? Gives me strength from day to day. Well, Jesus, we can go back. The blood, it gives us strength. Power in us gives us strength. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit in us gives us strength. Gives us strength to move, to activate. See, the adversary wants to deposit his will in our lives. When he's here to rob, kill, and destroy, he wants to just take over our will. He wants his nature to be our nature. He wants to destroy that connection, that bond, all this is all about. He's in a race just like we are. Every move you make, he's out there trying to make 10 ahead of you. He has nothing to rest for. He has nothing to worry about. He's already defeated. He already knows what's coming. But until that day comes, he's going to do everything he can to distract us, to get us off the mark, to take us out of order, and now his job is fulfilled. He already knows, family, he knows that he knows what's going to happen. But he also knows that because of the deception of Adam and Eve, we've been given choice. He doesn't know how it happened, when it happened, and neither do we. But he knows one thing. The most that he can rob, kill, and destroy from being in divine connection with God when that time comes, he feels he's won something towards himself. And some of us have maybe been allowed that to live, that some just maybe get taken by him. But those of us that have come into agreement that none shall be left behind, we'll do everything we can to go and make more and more and more and more and more disciples. Church of old is over. Church in the building is about to end. Church in the streets is coming alive, where we must go out and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. When? Right now. We must get out of the world's way of doing things. There wasn't many church buildings that could hold the people that followed Jesus. If we are to go as he, there's crowds for us, not just me, each and every one of us, all have the opportunity. That there's not a church that can hold the people that will come when they're following the same spirit and the same truth. In the same wind, pray before we think. We got to pray before we feel. We got to pray before we act. We must look at yourself right now and say, I must intensify my faith. I must eliminate access to my system. I must take authority. I must remain connected. I must know God more. I must love God more. I must talk to God more. I must hear God more. I must worship God more. I must stand with God more. I must celebrate with God more right now. It is a lifestyle. It is a constant walk. It is a life that becomes effective. James 5 and 16. Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Woo. I'm being blessed today. He's blessing me today. And we quote this scripture all the time, but we're going to go to it and read it just as the Word of God says. To be exact. Hallelujah. James 5 and 16. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. See, most of the time we go straight to the effective, fervent prayer. See, but it says first, before you get effective, you got to confess your trespasses to one another. See, that's rooted and grounded in love. That you must pray for one another. That's rooted and grounded in love. That you may be healed. See, healing comes from being rooted and grounded in love. The effective, fervent prayer of the righteous man avails much. Effective. To be effective, our prayers must show change. To be effective, there must be a result. Come is glory to God. Those are effective prayers. Fervent, pray without ceasing. Your prayers must be petition to God. Your prayers must be a lifestyle of belief. Because when you speak it, you believe it. When you believe it, you can achieve it. When you achieve it, you could give it. Fervent prayer of the righteous man. Man, woman, we're all in the same category. We make right choices. When? Right now. We trust God. Right now. We allow God to be God. Right now. We submit to him. We allow him to be the source. We pray that hedge of protection around and about us. But not only do we just pray the hedge of protection, we fortify. Because the place that we develop, this the place of our mind, this war that's won between conscious and subconscious, it must be fortified. It must be strengthened. It must be put in order. That time has been caught up, that we have got in line with God's word, that the place that we've developed, that we've worked so hard for, that we've put in order, is that's in order with God. Not with man, but with God. When? Right now. Order. When? Right now. Now, we're in a position that we can relate with God. We're in a position that we've realigned our situation. We have established, am I a filler? Am I just an actor? Well, God, today I understand I need to be a thinker. I need to think on these things which are just, pure. I need to think on these things that are God, that are love. I need to think on these things that I can meditate on his word that become life to me, that I can now see his word and be able to do his word, what? Effectively. That now, just my prayer life is just not a prayer life, but it's an effective prayer life. You see the fruit. You see the harvest of the seeds that you've sown through the words that have been spoken into life. And those around us, because of relationship and because of bonding, they understand that these words are truth, not because of us, but because of that truth that's where? In you, in me, in us, in that truth that surpasses all understanding. Next week, we're going to go into the next step called worship.
MSAC 01. The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later.
Hello? Hello?
MSAC 01. The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later.
Pastor Hamilton dropped off a minute. Evangelist Bernard dropped too? Okay. Try to wait for him 1 minute. Okay, Evangelist Bernard.
Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Pastor Hamilton.
His line dropped.
He's back on now.
Okay.
Amen, hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus, we just come in agreement. No distraction. See, we can still be in position. When? Right now. Now, as we go forward next week, we've got a position to knowing that we must change the way we think. We must get in line with becoming thinkers like God, fillers like God, actors like God, that we can do the things that God has called us to do. Next week, we're going to step a little higher. We're going to take our worship to another level. We're going to talk about the five senses versus the God's word. How can we establish? How can we get ourselves in a position to be ready to fight the verses? Because there's always a battle. We're at war, conscious between subconscious mind. But as we submit ourselves unto God, as we allow God to be God, what? All by himself. When? Right now. He shall be given all the glory, all the honor, and all the power. So Heavenly Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for another principle. Lord, we thank you for another lesson to position us, pair us, that we may be found pleasing in your eyesight. Lord, we pray for constant change. Lord, we pray for constant love, faith being grounded in you.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, that New Destiny Ministries, going through the transition and going through the things that we know they'd be called to. We bind any distractions.
Thank you, Lord.
We come against anything that is not in line with your will in all of our ministries, in all of our marriages, in all of our lives.
Yes, Lord.
We decree the world, Lord. We set ourselves in a standard of obedience. We give you our patience. We give you our love. Lord, we give you our lives completely, Heavenly Father God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord, we pray for that steadfast, unmovable faith. We pray for that steadfast, unmovable power in us. We pray for that steadfast, unmovable willingness to trust you more, to know you more, to love you more, to talk to you more, to hear you more, to worship you more, to stand with you more, and to celebrate the victory of going and making disciples. Have your way, Jesus.
Thank you.
Through submission of our will and our willingness to worship you in spirit and in truth, intensify our faith. Take away distractions, Heavenly Father God. Access our situations in our favor. Take the authority over anything and everything in our lives. And, Lord, we promise to stay connected to you in spirit and in truth. Praise you. We magnify you in your son, Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. You're loved and appreciated, family.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Hamilton, for another beautiful lesson, words of encouragement, words to live by, words to transform our lives. Amen. I enjoyed that word on today. Amen. Truly, the Bible tells us men should always pray without ceasing. Amen. Sometimes we praying in our spirit and we don't even know what we're saying. And the Holy Ghost says, the Bible says, that the Holy Ghost make an intercession for us. Amen. So sometimes we don't even know what we need to pray for like we ought. And that's not my word, that's the Bible. Amen. So once you begin to communicate with God, God opens up an avenue, amen, where you can moan in the spirit and he can understand what your request is. Sometimes you don't have to speak in English, but it's good to pray in tongues. Amen, amen. So we bless the Lord for that word on today. Amen. We're going to ask Sister Ruby to open up the lines, continue to dial in. I don't know where we're going on next week with a subject matter or what have you. If you have any ideas or any suggestions, we welcome you again to call us and let us know. Amen. We did get a few suggestions from Sister T, but she was the only one. So we need to know where we go from here. Amen. What it is that God wants us to expound upon next week. Amen. So remember,
amen,
if you can't make a sacrifice tomorrow morning, Minister Billy Burns, come on at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 8 a.m. Eastern Time with testimonies on They Overcame. The call-in number is the same, area code 858-683-1334. That's every Saturday morning she's on that line. Amen. And remember, early Sunday morning prayer, especially those of you that's on the West Coast, tune in and join us at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for 30 minutes of corporate prayer before you get ready to go into your different houses of worship. We invite you to come on the line for 30 minutes, amen, and just pray, amen. That way when you get to church, you're already illuminated, you're already saturated, amen. You can walk in to the doors with a heart of thanksgiving. You can walk in with the praise on your lips. Amen. So we thank God for you. Thank God for Sister Ruby. We're going to ask her to open up the lines. We see a few callers on the line today, so she can open up the lines and let you all expound. I tell you, we have had a glorious week this week. expounded on the book of Acts, and then today with Provoke Fridays with Pastor Eid. So we thank God for Pastor Eid always so willingly and excited about coming on and teaching God's word. So we truly thank God for the sacrifice that he made to come on and minister to us on Friday afternoon. Amen. So Sister Ruby, God bless you.
God bless you. That was the word. We're going in order. Sister T.
God bless them. It is truly indeed an honor to be on the line. Hallelujah. I just praise the name of the Lord for the word that came forth again on today. I am really provoked to my purpose, and I'm just going to be found doing the will of God and found reading my body and Bible and studying more and just being more accountable and being a disciple.
Amen.
So really, really do bless you, Pastor E, for coming on all this time. I've been listening, and I just really praise God for his word. Continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
God bless you. We love you.
We love you, too. God bless.
Mother Charity. Mother Charity.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. I certainly did enjoy Brother Hamilton today. Amen. The word is good,
amen,
and it's always right. Amen. And
amen.
I could say it was just sound doctrine today. Hallelujah. And oh,
hallelujah.
Yes, we just praise the Lord for you. And amen. You continue to be encouraged. Glory to God. We love all of you, and y'all pray for us in Jesus' name.
Yes, ma'am. We love you.
Love you, too.
Amen. Here we go. Pastor Miracle.
Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord, family. I'm excited to be here with New Destiny Ministries and Evangelist Bernard with you, Sister Larry. We just thank God, you know, today for this word. Pastor E, you bless our heart every Friday. I'm very grateful for Provoke to Purpose Friday. Always provoked by the word. And in just so many areas today, you know, provoked to purpose, provoked to prayer, order, you know, our birthright, you know, the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, just so many levels of information. And that's what we need today. We need the information, the principles to bless our lives, and so we'll never be the same. So I'm thanking God for you, of course, Pastor Hamilton, and I love you. God bless you all.
Love you, too.
Okay. God bless you. Let's do Evangelist. Is this, I think this is you, Evangelist Priscilla.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I enjoy the man of God. I didn't get his name when I came in on this afternoon, but I enjoyed that word immensely, the love, a love message. That's what we need. We even need to keep up the love for each other and one another because God is love. And so I enjoyed you immensely, man of God. God bless you. And thank you for this opportunity, Sister Ruby. Bless you.
God bless you too, woman of God. We love you.
Amen.
Okay. We're coming to Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Bless the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. I truly, truly am blessed on this afternoon. I'm just floating right now. I'm just floating. And I'm high in the spirit from the word. I just thank God from February to now. I just thank God the word has been so powerful, profound. First of all, I just give honor to God. I give honor to God.
Jesus.
I really truly thank God for being God. I thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for this broadcast. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I thank God for Pastor Bernard. I just thank God for her support. I just thank God for the woman of God that she is. I just thank God for Sister Ruby and so many others. And I truly thank God for Provoke Fridays. Thank God because you're provoking us to think different. Thank God you're provoking us to be more encouraged. You're provoking us in so many ways, and I'm going to try to wrap this up because there's so many things I could say about the broadcast and about Provoke Fridays. But when I began to think, I said, I want to wrap this up. What can I say? And I want to say that we're in the Army, and this broadcast is the Army. This broadcast is teaching us and training us how to to fight the enemy, how to walk in the will of the Lord. So I just thank God that we're in the army, and this broadcast is the army, and we're getting training. We're getting the best food, best training. So I just thank God for this broadcast. Also, I thank God when you were talking, I was thinking about we must walk by faith and not by sight. We must continue to trust the Lord. We must continue to stay in the will of the Lord. And I was thinking about the relationship of the Lord, how we have to daily get closer to him. And it's a daily thing that we have to do. We have to continue to be intimate with the Lord. We have to continue to stay in his will. We have to continue to trust the Lord. And so I just thank God for this broadcast. I just thank God for you, Pastor Hamilton, and I thank God for you and your staff. I just thank God for what's going on and what's going to be going on. So God bless you all.
Yeah, Jesus. God bless you. We love you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to thank God for Prophetess Darlene, too. She wanted to sit at the teacher's feet during this series on the Acts of the Apostles. So if any of you are wondering why she didn't come forward, she said she wanted to listen. She wanted to learn. Amen. So that's why she didn't participate in the teaching and the preaching. She wanted to hear what God was saying through the men and women of God. And God
come
is
saying,
yes, you know, sometimes we want to be so zealous that, you know, hey, I want to preach, I want to teach. But sometimes we should just listen. Just listen. Amen. You ain't got to always be on the marquee. Amen. You ain't got to always be on the a conference schedule or what have you. So I really respect her saying that. And she is a powerful woman of God. She has a prayer life, and she has a prayer line 3 days a week. Amen. And you all have the number for her prayer line. She'll be on tomorrow at Saturday at 5 p.m. Pacific time and at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to pray, not preach, if you want to pray, not testify, she wants you to come on with the mind to pray. You know, prayer is the least attended event in every church. There's not too many churches that have prayer as the order of their service. Amen. We always want to preach. We always want to shout. We want to sing. But nobody want to pray. Amen. So if nobody prays, what would the nation be like? We're already in a terrible state as it is. So somebody has to pray. And prayer should be at the center of every ministry's ministry. It should, prayer should always be on the agenda. Nothing should be done without prayer. Amen. So I just wanted to thank Prophetess Darlene for that. And this is the second year that we have went through the book of Acts. And I tell you, every round has gone higher. And I bless the Lord for that. So turn it back to Sister Ruby to see if anybody else is still on the line. Amen. We have Sister Corinthian. I also want to say, I'm training. I have a little young trainee, amen, and she's been, this is her second week, and that's none other than Sister Corinthian's daughter, Angel Jones. She just turned 17 years old. She's being homeschooled, so she have a little time on her hand. So I'm training her on the switchboard. Hey, glory to God. The Bible says train up a child in the way that they should go. Amen. So she has certainly been helping us. She is not going to say anything, but I've been teaching her with this switchboard and everything. So I just thought I'd let you all know that today because she's gotten a little comfortable and she has familiarized herself with some of the different little gadgets on this studio. So we thank God for Angel. Amen. Amen. So we're going to get it back to Sister Ruby to see how many more is on the line with us. Thank God for Evangelist Lucilla also tuning in with us today. We were on a broadcast this morning, and she has a prayer line also on, I think, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. If she's still on the line, I'll let her give out that information after we finish with our callers. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Sister Albertine.
Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby, Evangelist Bernard, Pastor Hamilton, Pastor Miracle, and all the callers. Once again, it was really powerful, insightful, a true word from the Lord today. And it's just some things I've been dealing with all week. It just kind of brought it all in and just allowed me to know that God is directing this. You know, God has your back. He's directing your path. And the key is, while you're going through, just to, you know, have faith and know that God's got it. You know, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, just stay, you know, faith without works is dead. So we have to stay prayerful and stay faithful in his word and consistently and persistently seek him and diligently seek his word. And it was very insightful. And also, I have a friend that's online with me that's in New York, and he was listening as well, and his name is Robert. And he's online listening as well. So God bless you guys.
Oh, God bless you. Would he like to have something to say, Sister Albertine?
Robert, would you like to say something?
Yes, I would. First, I want to say that the gentleman that was speaking, that his word was so very powerful, and it touched me and resident within me. And I just want more. I just want to hear more of what he has to say. I'm so glad she shared this with me. It has encouraged me and enriched me. And I am going to not only continue on, but anything that I can add or anything I can say, I am here for you're like family to me. I'm here in New York City, but I feel like I'm right there with you guys, and I just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. God bless you. What's your name again?
My name is Robert Hannix, and I love all you. Just like he says he loves you, I love you too, and I am so glad. I mean, it was so I didn't want him to stop.
That's all right. That's when it's real good to you.
That's Pastor Hamilton. He's amazing.
And amen. Well, God bless you, Brother Annie. God bless you.
Pastor Hamilton.
Thank you so very much.
Pastor Hamilton. His line is open, but he must have shut down. Pastor Hamilton. Okay. That's everybody.
Hello?
Yeah, Pastor Hamilton?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Did you hear him? Robert is his name.
Yeah. Hello? I'm here.
Hello, Pastor Hamilton.
Hey, my brother.
My name is Robert.
Hey, Robert, you can connect with me on Facebook. It's Edward Pastor E. Hamilton. Or just look up Edward Hamilton or Provoke to Purpose Ministries, and there's enough word on you on there for you to listen for about a month.
Well, say no more. We are already connected.
Yes, we are. We are family. We are family. Even from Houston to New York, from California to Louisiana to the Michigans to the Floridas, we are family.
Amen.
Your word and your voice just resonates in me, and you have touched my spirit. I really enjoy hearing you, listening to you. I mean, everything you say, it's just the word of God, and it's nothing but the truth. And I praise you. I lift him up. I worship him, because through him, we have each other.
Amen. God bless you, my brother. Well, get in contact with me, Robert, and fellowship.
Absolutely, yes. absolutely.
Okay, God bless you, Sister Albertine. You're witnessing. You got Robert on the line. That's a blessing.
That's a blessing.
I mean, you know, we all got witnessing one way or the other, so that's exciting for him to come on and hear his voice. It was just one line open, but the Lord gave us two souls. Isn't that exciting? So God bless.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm excited all about that. Was everybody we got to. Sister Priscilla dropped off. I mean, Evangelist Priscilla dropped off Evangelist Bernard. Okay, Pastor Hamilton, is just a blessing. You've been here for a long time, and we're just so thankful for you. You've been starting out with Provoke Friday. and now I can put on, y'all got to change it up. It's now. And I kept saying, what does now mean? And you finally told me what now means. Not our will, but God's will. So I'm just excited. The word is just, it's always a blessing. I just eat it and just, Lord, help me to be more and more. Break every chain that's not like you in my life. So God bless you, Pastor Hamilton. Pray that the Lord give you more than out, put back in you more than what you have given his precious people on this broadcast. And not only this Friday, but every Friday. And then whatever's going on, you come right in with it. The book of Acts, you came in and set aside Provoke Friday. But it all was provoking us. Like your fiance say, Pastor Miracle, to do in the Lord. So God bless you. Back to you, Evangelist.
Hallelujah.
It was exciting. I'm excited. Hey.
Yes, ma'am. Amen, family. Well, you know, this is just not a catchphrase. You are loved and appreciated. You are highly esteemed and favored in the name of Jesus. We lift you up, being in connection with us, being in unity with us, being family. We lift you up in prayer. We lift you up in intercession. We lift you up in our giving, in our praising. We just glorify God for you being a part of this oneness in this family. We do provoke you to do better. We do provoke you to go higher. We do provoke you to make it personal, because this walk is a walk that we must walk alone. It's a walk that we must go through alone. Yes, we will have the support. Yes, we will have the prayer family around and about us, but we still must take it personal and take this thing to another level. But we thank God for you that you are accepting his call. We thank God for you that his word is resonating in each and every one of us. Yes and amen. We invite each and every one that's on this call to join with us with Provoke Fridays. We also, if you're in the Houston area, come fellowship with us at the Now Christian Fellowship with myself and Pastor Miracle. You can get on our Facebook page at Now Christian Fellowship or Provoke to Purpose. We also are on a application with Android. If you have an Android phone, you can now join us on Bread of Life. You go to Google Play, you download Bread of Life. We also have a Provoke to Purpose application coming out, and that will be available on Google Play. And I think 7 days from today, it will also become live on iPhone. But you can join us on the Google app right now at the Bread of Life. We have several messages there, but you can also join us on the Provoke to Purpose application, which will now give you a schedule of our upcoming events. Pastor Miracle's prayer ministry will be added on there. And we do, and I believe that, Evangelist Bernard, our ministry is built up with prayer. And I'm a prayer to keep moving. I'm praying to keep moving, but I tell you, my friend, she is dedicated. She is consecrated. She has put herself in a position to be available for God through prayer at any given time, and it has really strengthened our ministry. So I agree, prayer is essential. I do agree that prayer is ultimate. It must go forth in the relationship with God. Prayer is that place that we can talk to God. Well, we can pray to God in spirit and in truth. You know, tongues is that secret language that we can talk to God, and the enemy has no idea. And some of us don't even know, but we know we are uttering the prayers of the Holy Spirit from our spirit, going in truth, and God receives it. The enemy has no idea what's being said and what's being done. So it puts us in position. So intensify prayer in your personal life, in your ministries, in every area of your life. But you can join us on any of those phases. We thank God for New Destiny Ministries. This connection with New Destiny Ministries is nothing you can see with your physical eyes. But as you get into the spirit and truth realm, into the other places, and see as my eye has seen, this ministry here will be nationwide on everyone's TV.
with a receptor that will only receive a free Wi-Fi unit just to listen and just to join in to this ministry. I've seen it. I know it will come to pass. When those of us start to see it and believe it too, when we start to speak it out, we'll see God move. Just like you sign up for Blog Talk on the internet, you'll be able to sign up for New Destiny Ministries in your home 24/7.
Yeah.
So we thank God for that. We're speaking it right now. It's going to come to pass. Join in an agreement with us and watch God move in an awesome way. We thank you.
Amen.
We praise God for you.
Amen. Amen. We also want to thank our listeners also, and I have seen that come to pass with Pastor Hamilton had prophesied it being. Pastor Reverend Janice Ivy Smith is our first client, the first recipient, and we have been training her on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Ooh,
and
Jesus,
we want you all to tune into her ministry. She has a unique ministry, and she teaches Bible study, search for the truth. If you've never heard this search for the truth Bible study, you need to get it. It's an in-depth chart with the curriculum, the book, and everything. And I tell you, it goes from Genesis to Revelation. She's on Wednesdays and Fridays at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 12 o'clock Central Time and 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Wednesdays and Fridays. Her call-in number is area code 347-215-8982. And we thank our callers that have called in: Sister Ruby, Mother Charity, Prophetess Darlene, Evangelist Joshua, Evangelist Priscilla, that are calling in to listen to Reverend Janice Ivy Smith. You need to hear this teaching. So she is one of those recipients of Pastor E, where you prophesied that. I didn't see it, but hey, not my will, but let the Lord will
Amen.
Be done in our lives. So we thank you all for tuning in. Again, we want to pray before we get off the line for Sister Corinthian Jones. We want to pray for Minister Democrat. We haven't heard from him today, but he has been doing an awesome work behind the scenes helping us. We are on YouTube. You can search for Adrian Bernard, and all of these messages are on YouTube. We have about 85 messages, even from the Praise-a-thon. Amen. Up until today, we have these messages on YouTube.
Yes.
You can also access us on our website at www.newdestinyministries, and you can listen to these messages live on the internet or on Blog Talk Radio, or you can visit us on Twitter at New Destiny Ministry 54.
Hallelujah.
We also are on Facebook. Amen. So we have a lot of media tools. I don't know if some of you all know, but I got a message from someone today that Facebook is coming out with something where they're going to be limiting what we can say pertaining to our religious views. Amen. So if that happened, then we all need to, all of the Christians, all of those that are living for the Lord, we need to make a statement. Amen. If they don't want us to state what our Christian views are, then guess what? We need to make a statement and say, well, we'll just find another social media that would allow us to say what we have. Now, this was something told to me. I haven't seen the information yet, but I just want to make you all aware of it. If this happens,
yes,
we need to rally together, because we have just as much clout in the Christian world as they have in the secular world. And if they allow these secular people to voice their opinions and their views, why can't we? But we know
that's just another attack
from the enemy, because guess what? This gospel is going to be preached, and nobody's going to hinder God's work. Nobody's going to be able to be an obstacle for this gospel being preached. So just keep your eyes open and keep your ears open for what God is doing. So I'm going to ask Pastor Hamilton to pray for Sister Corinthian Jones and her family, also Minister Democrat, and
Amen.
A prayer for my son, Jamal, and my sister, Danielle, on today.
Amen. Amen. Hey, so, Minister Ruby, can you open up Pastor Miracle's line?
Sister Ruby?
It's open, Pastor Hamilton.
No, can you open up Pastor Miracle's line?
It's open.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise Him.
Praise the Lord. Well, I'm sure Pastor E wants to give me the opportunity. Sometimes I forget to mention, you know, about our prayer call, but it is daily. It's every day of Amen. It's every day of the week, and it's 5 o'clock to 6:30 a.m. So if you're getting dressed or whatever you're doing during that time of the morning, you can just put it on and, you know, just let it play. It'll bless your life. And so the dial-in number is 712-432-6100. Again, it's 712-432-6100. And the access code is 262-151-pound. 262-151-pound. This week we're focusing on cleansing the land and unity. So we're seeing God move in those areas. Praise the Lord.
Pray, woman of God.
All right, hallelujah. Now,
Wait, ma'am, go ahead. Is that Central Standard Time?
Yes, ma'am, that is Central, it is Central Standard Time, 5 a.m. to 6:30.
So that would be 3 to 4:30 in the morning on West Coast time, and that would be 6 to 7:30 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. So we have to definitely know what time zone you're in.
Yes.
And also Mother Charity has a prayer line out of Detroit, Michigan that comes on at 3 a.m. That's Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 in the morning. So she's on some of the same time hour that you're on also. That's a miracle. So we invite you all to tune in and be a blessing to them on these prayer lines. Make the sacrifice. Prayer. God will bless you when you make time of sacrifice.
Yes, he will.
On these prayer lines. They're praying, and they're encouraging us. So go right ahead with the prayer.
Praise the Lord, and I definitely look forward to joining. Now, our prayer request that came in was for Liberal Democrat and for our sister. What was the name again?
Sister Corinthian Jones, and also my son, Jamar Haley, and my sister, Danielle Metz.
Jamar and Danielle, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We praise you. We come together, Lord God, in the spirit of unity and oneness. You said where there is unity, Lord God, that you command a blessing according to Psalms 133. So we thank you for unifying us together. We thank you so much right now, first of all, Lord God, for your word that went forth today. Thank you for your vessel, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for strengthening him, Lord God. Strength back into him for the word that has been imparted, how he pours out in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the anointing, Lord God, that went forth on this broadcast. Hallelujah. And we just worship you that that word will not fall on good ground, but it's producing fruit, Lord God. And we just give you praise, Father God, that we're all being provoked and changed, hallelujah, as a result, Lord God, of these broadcasts. So we give you thanksgiving, hallelujah, even for New Destiny Ministries, Lord God, and Evangelist Bernard, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We praise
worship you,
Father God, right now we lift up, Lord God, Sister Corinthian, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
name of Jesus.
Liberal Democrat, hallelujah,
yes,
Sister, Sister Ruby's Lord sister and her son in Jesus' mighty name. And we're declaring right now the perfect will of Father God is being done in them. Lord God,
in the name
will,
of Jesus.
Lord God, we're praying. We're coming
Jamal,
against the plans,
the
purposes,
Jesus.
The strategies of the enemy. Thank you for
cover
Jamal
him,
right
Jesus.
Now in Jesus' name. Lord God, thank you for his divine protection, Lord God. Thanking you, Father God, that no weapon that is formed against him shall
no
prosper.
Weapon.
Hallelujah, Lord God, that you hide him under your feathers and your pinions, Lord God.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
No evil befalls him. So we worship you for that, Lord, that you're
yes,
drawing
Jesus.
Him closer to yourself in the mighty name of Jesus
name
Christ.
Of Jesus.
So we worship you, Lord God, even for his relationship with you, and that, Lord, you're making yourself known to him the more, and that all that you do in him, you shall be glorified, Lord God, in his eyes.
Jesus.
He shall give you alone, Lord, all of the glory. He shall give
all
you
the
alone
glory.
The praise and the credit for everything
praise.
That you're doing. So we praise you, oh God. Praise you for moving in our family, even according to her faithfulness, even according to her sacrifice. Lord God,
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you're drawing them, Lord God. You're perfecting that which concerns them. And we
We thank you, Lord God, for the freedom and the liberty of her sister, Lord God. We've been in agreement, and we thank you that it is done. We rejoice, Lord God, in the day, hallelujah, of release in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We rejoice, Lord God, and we worship you even now. We choose, Lord God, to praise you in advance according to our faith, Father God. For you said in your word, according to our faith, Lord, be it unto us. So we give you thanksgiving, Lord God. We give you glory, Lord. We appreciate you right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. You are perfecting those things that concern us, Lord God. You are faithful. Hallelujah. You are our healer, Lord God. Whatever healing is needed to the callers that are on the line, Lord God, even the family members, Lord God, we thank you that minister, that healing is being ministered to the precious people right now in Jesus' name. Peace, Lord God. Hallelujah. Concerning your will, Lord God, the peace of God that passes all understanding, Lord God. It rules, guards, and mounts garrisons around our heart and our mind in Christ
Jesus,
Lord God.
Yes, Jesus.
And we just love you, Lord. We just praise you. Hallelujah.
Every need is met, Lord God.
You're searching out the needs of those that are on this line, Father God. And we thank you that they're experiencing, Lord God, the move of your spirit. They're experiencing, Lord God, you, Lord God, your will being done in them.
Your will.
In every area. And so, Lord, we just choose right now to give you the glory. We choose right now to give you all of the honor and all of the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, set it all into motion right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, as we touch and agree, as we claim it, Lord, as we walk into the anointing right now, Lord, we claim it to be done immediately in the name of your son, Jesus. Lord, we walk in it. We talk in it. We believe it. And, Lord, show us. Show us in the material world, Lord, that it comes to pass by us trusting and believing in you.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus. Come on, worship him right now. Oh, just worship him. Worship him ahead of time. Just worship him ahead of time. Come on, get out of yourself for a second. Get out of yourself for a second and give to someone else. Get into his worship. Position yourself to become effective in prayer through worship. Release it to him. Release it to him. For he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can think or ask. Give it to him in praise. Worship. 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 Oh, it's time to give him thanks, family.
We pray, God, that your light will shine in our hearts, God.
Jesus.
Help us lift you up, God. Help us, God. Help us, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, we bless you today, God.
Bless you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Love you, Father.
We can't do nothing. You're
worthy.
Thank you, God. Oh, you are. Move, Jesus. You are everything, God, and we thank you for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord.
Oh, we love you, Jesus.
Love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Love you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Move, Jesus. Move, Jesus. Move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
On this line,
hallelujah.
praise right now. He's going to open these lines.
Jesus. Jesus.
Fire, lift up your voice and give God
Jesus.
Praise.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Come on, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Glory to God. Glory.
Worship
glory,
him. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Would you praise God for you better praise him?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, prayer, put a hand about you.
Jesus,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus. Come on, give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Not my will, but your will be done. Give him glory, give him glory, give him glory. Come on, give him glory, give him glory, give him glory.
That are coming into the kingdom. Yes, Lord, I see it, I see it, I see it.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give you glory. Give you praise. Give you honor. Give you glory. Give you praise. Give you honor. Give you glory. Oh, that about shit. That about no shit. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We bow down and worship you. Bow down. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Come on. Bow down and worship him. Come on and worship him.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Family, have a great weekend. Tune in tomorrow. Tune in Sunday. Tune in every day next week. Let's join on one accord. Hallelujah, Jesus.